and Mary, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And we are back. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. Before we get to a guest that Mary and I, we've been looking forward to bringing her to you for a while now, Nancy Rivard of Airline Ambassadors International, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by AMA Waterways. So how many of you out there have taken a river cruise? Or how many of you have always dreamed of taking a river cruise?
Well, whether you've done it or you're dreaming about it, we think you'll find none better than AMA Waterways. AMA Waterways river cruises are affordable, and the level of service they provide in Europe, Asia, or Africa is industry-leading and award-winning. They are all-inclusive river cruises and include larger cabins, wonderful meals with premium beverages, and local excursions are filled with history, arts, and many other amenities.
And right now, it's a terrific time to be booking end of 2017 or even 2018 river cruises, as the deals they're offering are significant. I'm talking savings of $1,500 off per stateroom on their newest cruise in Bordeaux. There's Cambodia and Vietnam on the Mekong River cruises, or even the Rhine River cruises. It's $1,500 off, folks. And if you're someone who wants to travel solo, they're also waiving single supplements. Check them out at amawaterways.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Well, Robert first introduced me to Airline Ambassadors back in 2005, I think it was, 2006, after he attended a luncheon at the United Nations that Nancy Rivard hosted. Nancy founded the organization in 1996 while working for American Airlines as a flight attendant. Their main objective is to leverage connections within the airline industry to provide humanitarian efforts around the globe. Nancy and her team have personally delivered over $60 million worth of aid to children in 54 countries in orphanages, clinics, and remote communities, touching the lives of close to 500,000 children. They've also developed the first industry-specific training on human trafficking awareness that's being used at 50 airports and other locations. We'll let our guests get into the details, and joining us from Airline Ambassadors International Headquarters in Arlington, Virginia, is their president and founder, Nancy Rivard.
Nancy, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Great to reconnect with you. Our producer, Melissa, tells me that you're just back from Europe, but what were you doing over there?
Yes, we were in Vienna. A couple of things. We signed an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, with the United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime. We hosted a roundtable, the first of its kind in Europe, to discuss the role of the travel industry in preventing human trafficking. We had people from IATA, International Air Transport Association, Crime Stoppers, the European Union, UNODC, Office of Security and Cooperation in Europe, excellent players that actually led, we're actually opening an office in Vienna as a result
of it. Good for you. Excellent.
And then also we were presenting at the Aviation Security Conference that was taking place in the same
city. Wow, busy week.
City. So,
yeah. All right,
so it was busy. And I was especially happy to have Mun Ching join me from the Air Asia Foundation because we had just returned from trainings in the four largest crew bases for Air Asia, Manila, Kuala Lumpur, Jakarta, and Bangkok. And they went extremely well, and the airline is very much behind our efforts in education.
Well, Nancy, we are very glad to hear that. And listen, you know, I do want to start off at this point. You know, you're talking to a very large national travel audience. You know, we've got about 330 stations. You're talking over 1.5 million people or so, plus our digital channel. So in light of what's just occurred with Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, we've got the earthquake that occurred in Mexico. I want you to share with everyone a brief overview of the organization, Airline Ambassadors International, and the important role that you do play in helping the airlines as well as the travel industry help people in need.
Yes. Well, actually, I founded Airline Ambassadors way back in 1996 to help vulnerable children. And my idea was that flight attendants, like myself, I was a flight attendant for American Airlines, that we use our travel benefits to directly help children in need in developing countries and in our own country. And we could become an inspiration for the traveling public to do the same, to travel and make a difference. And soon we expanded beyond just flight attendants to members from all backgrounds and ages, so anyone in the traveling public that wants to travel and make a difference. And we have three major programs. First one, the Children's Medical Escort Program, is mainly for airline personnel. We provide tickets for children needing medical care not available in their home country. And we provide volunteers that travel with those children to either to the United States to receive the care and or home than 3,000 medical escorts. And then also that anyone can be involved with, we have a humanitarian program where we hand deliver aid to children in need every month. And we give opportunities for people, again, to travel and make a difference, to see where their dollars are going when they are making a donation to an organization or an orphanage or children.
I mean, there's so many aspects. Every month. There's so many aspects of the organization here. And you just broke up a little bit on your cell phone. So, Nancy, just try to stay right where you are.
Let me just ask you to hold for a moment while I reintroduce you to listeners. If you're just tuning in, Robert and I are speaking with the president and founder of Airline Ambassadors International, Nancy Rivard. Nancy, you just gave us a great overview of your company and the value and what you do. Just to go back to where we are right now with what's going on with unfortunate incidences recently with Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma, how are you involved in the relief efforts there?
Well, we're right on the ground. You know, with most catastrophes, we're some of the first responders, and one of our airline ambassador trainers is actually leading our response, Catherine Griffin Townsend. I talked to her this morning, and she said it's the 21st day since the disaster. She's worked 15 to 16 hours per day.
Wow.
Delivering aid to families in need. We just sent money to five families that have applied to us for support, and we're doing a distribution and loading up those families not only with the funding we raised for them, but with $1,000 or more worth of humanitarian assistance.
Wow,
that's happening today.
Congratulations. Yeah. All right, so I want to ask you this. I want to shift. We've got about 3 minutes or so with you. You know, back in July, Mary and I took the show to Sicily. We did a live broadcast from the Taormina area on the eastern coast. We spent time in Palermo, Messina, Catania, and Siracusa. But one of the evenings, we had dinner with a local family, and the husband is a member of their local elite police force. And he mentioned to Mary and me that the mafia has moved into human trafficking, setting up operations in Germany to bring people from Africa into Europe. I know this is a big issue with you guys, with Airline Ambassadors. So where do you focus most of your organization's attention in helping to combat human trafficking?
Well, our efforts are focused on prevention. After rescuing a girl in Cambodia and subsequently correctly identifying trafficking situations on four airlines, we realized that we had stumbled upon something that the travel industry and anyone that travels frequently needs their awareness raised and could help provide eyes and ears for international law enforcement on this issue of human trafficking. More and more traffickers are moving their victims by commercial aircraft. And again, it is linked to organized crime. As you said, it's the second largest crime in the world, just underneath drugs. But a mafia member can move a bag of cocaine once, and they can move a person many, many times. So trafficking is growing exponentially, and that's part of the reason for our new office in Vienna. To help raise awareness. We do it through airport awareness-raising events where we give trainings. We have 28 trainers from the airline industry, and we bring in law enforcement to teach people the breadth of the issue and how to recognize indicators.
All right, I have to
notice people.
And I have to ask you, because we've got about a minute left with you right now. I know you've got a big announcement coming. I think it's with the fifth location that you're opening. Tell us about that in about 40 seconds.
Yes, I'm thrilled to tell you about this. We are actually opening a new cottage, Happy Shepherd Cottage. We funded that cottage, and it is being dedicated next month in Nepal. We invite anyone that's interested that would like to come be part of that dedication or to join our regular missions in Nepal in the spring and the fall to help an eco home for orphans. People say it's the most rewarding trip they've ever taken.
And real quick, if folks want to be a volunteer, if they want to be a donor, maybe it's an industry executive that's listening, how do they reach you?
We would love for any of you to become a member or participant with Airline Ambassadors at www.airlineamb.org. And you can become a member, you can become a donor, you can jump in and travel and make a difference.
Well, Nancy, very nice to reconnect with you. Doing some terrific work out there. Enjoy the weekend and safe travels, okay?
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much to both of you.
Thanks, Nancy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Another example, folks, of what one person can do when they have a dream and they go out and build an organization.
Yeah, and really a good example of how travel and humanitarian efforts can really be intertwined. Really, I'd like to have her come back and talk a little bit more about how travelers can get involved.
It's a good organization. So
really
airlineamb.org. A quick reminder to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break, but there is so much more ahead as the RM World Travel Express rolls on. You're listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries. Stay with us.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.